gotta get up.
All right. That means it's time for the Jack, Steve, and Tracy Show here at Sunny 101.5. Your home for the holidays. That's us. Did you know that, Tracy?
Your home for the holidays.
Your home for the holidays. That's right. Playing all your holiday favorites. And the sounds of the season. We decided to start a little earlier. We got a lot of calls and emails about it. So
we always do every year. And you know what? I think it's just helping. I think it's really uplifting.
Mm-hmm.
Especially a little early,
now.
But couldn't we all use it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, just, yeah.
Well.
Feels good.
Then let's don't wait any longer. Here we go.
Your home for the holidays.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Family and food and happiness.
Waking up and underneath the tree was a bee.
Waking up to snow.
Going home to see my family.
The sounds of the season on Sunny 101.5. Sunny 101.5 with Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
6:18. Here's Tracy.
I promise today's Tell Me Something Good will give you all the feels. A community rallies around a family going through a very difficult time. Jeremy Diaz from Niles and his wife, Lissa, are joining us this morning. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hi, Tracy.
Well, Jeremy is battling a brain tumor, and he has been since 2011 on and off. And they're actually joining us from the University of Chicago this morning, where he's preparing for a big surgery on Friday. Now, Jeremy, you recently asked for prayers on Facebook, and what unfolded was pretty incredible. Tell us a little bit about it.
It started as a basic post just to let people know what was happening and what had been happening. Because I wanted to tell it in my own voice, and it got spread around a bit, and through that, my Aunt Cindy created a GoFundMe with the help of my friend John, and then through that, it caught the attention of John Lamore, a local friend that went to high school with, who also owns a roofing company, that knew we were in need of a roof because we had him quote us prior to that.
Uh-huh. And so he had quoted you a roof and didn't even know that you were sick at the time. And tell me a little bit about how it happened that he came to organize just a huge effort for you guys.
Right. I don't ever really mention the things that we're going through to people because it's just not, you know, something I do. But when John noticed the post after it got shared around a bit and remembered that I needed one and how bad the roof was, he took it upon himself to start calling local businesses, some of who I've known since high school, and started to raise the funds for what was needed. And got everything really pretty much completely put together and then showed up at the door and asked me to pick out a color. So, that's basically how it went.
Wow. And they came and replaced the whole roof.
Two layers of shingles and rotted wood underneath
wow.
that. So it was a considerable job, yes.
And Lissa, there was another benefit that surprised the heck out of you guys by a band that Jeremy loves. Tell me how that happened.
Well, that's another really heartwarming part of this difficult story. So Jeremy's been a huge fan of Toad the Wet Sprocket for many, many years. And Glenn Phillips, their lead singer, has been doing Facebook Live shows during the coronavirus pandemic. And so he got a hold of Jeremy with an idea of doing a benefit concert, which was just a highlight of, I think, his life to be able to talk to him. But then to be able to put together a set list, which the fans just love, and see this crazy outpouring of support, mostly from people we don't even know. And it was just so overwhelming and heartwarming to see people come together. And I really think that's because of Glenn's kind heart, his contagious generosity, and healing music. And it created this incredible community of support for us.
Oh, my gosh. So tell me, Jeremy, I mean, okay, so the community rallying around you, people from high school, friends from all over here, and then Glenn from Toad the Wet Sprocket taking an interest in you and your recovery. How much does this outpouring of love mean to you guys when you're going through something like this?
This is immeasurable. I wouldn't be happier if Tom Brady himself called me. My heart feels so full. There's so much uncertainty, especially moving into Friday, and we don't know what the outcome will be. We have positive thoughts. We don't know, but things like this that happen make it so much bearable. Just because you have so much of an outpouring of love, and it's almost more than we can handle.
Aww. And Alyssa, how about for you?
I think that in the midst of this, we just feel incredibly blessed, and we have great faith that God will continue to provide all that we need, and we believe in, you know, if you're blessed, then you need to be a blessing to others. And so I cannot wait for the day that I get to drop I call it a blessing bomb in somebody's lap, like people have done for us. That will just...
That's incredible. Hey, thank you guys so much for being here so early this morning as you go through some things getting ready for Friday. Good luck on Friday. We're just praying for you, buddy, and we're praying for you, Lissa, and your whole family, because the whole family is impacted by this kind of thing, and we can't wait to talk to you when you get home.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
All the latest Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
6:58. Here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood are bringing their holiday cheer to us this Christmas. The superstar couple is returning to give us and Trisha Live, a holiday concert event. It's December 20th on CBS. Now, for this hour-long special, they're going to be singing Christmas songs live by request from their home studio. So no audience, super limited crew due to COVID-19, but what a great way to feel some Christmas cheer from the comfort of your home.
Well, they'll
and
do
so
a
many
good
folks
job.
Saw, you know, Garth in concert and had stories about Trisha's tailgate. And a lot of people kind of have a local connection to him this year. Speaking of Christmas songs, okay, so Carrie Underwood's little boy, Isaiah, made his singing debut on her song, Little Drummer Boy.
Okay.
And it's seriously the cutest thing ever. I mean, when I heard it, I just went, wow.
What a gift it was to hear.
Oh, well, there he goes a little bit, huh?
Oh, gosh. I get all emotional hearing his cute little voice. It was hilarious. I heard it for the first time the other night, and my girls saw me tearing up, and they think it's funny and endearing that I do that. But it just reminds you of your kids when they were little singing those songs, and he's adorable.
Yeah.
Well, comedian Sinbad recently suffered a stroke and is now beginning his road to recovery. His family thanked everybody for their prayers, and they asked fans to keep him coming, saying, "We are faithful and optimistic that he'll have us laughing again soon." Sinbad's stand-up comedy career took off after appearing on Star Search. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Well, Tiger Woods fans are in for a treat. HBO released the first teaser trailer for Tiger, a two-part documentary that's going to focus on the rise, fall, and epic comeback of the 44-year-old golfer. And it's based on the New York Times best-selling book, Tiger Woods. And they say it's going to feature never-before-seen footage and revealing interviews with people who know the golfer best, like friends, a former caddy, Steve Williams, and his first love. The interview also, they also interview Rachel Yekidel, the woman who was at the forefront of his 2009 sex scandal. This is the first time she's speaking out. And all that happened over a decade ago. Doesn't it feel, it doesn't feel like a decade ago to me. Does it to you?
Yeah, it kind of does.
Does?
I don't know why. I couldn't tell you why. It just feels like, yeah, it's been a long time ago.
I think this will be interesting. It's kind of like that train wreck that you can't look away from, you know, that whole, remember that whole saga.
And it was just something.
Unbelievable at the time. Well, perhaps this new two-part documentary will shed some light on the golf legend on and off the court. Tiger will premiere in January of 2021. Well, not that Tiger, but Tiger King. Kind of a Tiger King story or related story. 22-year-old Dylan Passage, the husband of Tiger King star Joe Exotic, was arrested for DUI early Sunday morning in Texas. Police say he pulled the "Do you know who I am? I'm married to Joe Exotic" card.
Oh,
it didn't work out.
Didn't work out, huh?
No, yeah. No. Police arrested him after he failed a field sobriety test. Exotic told a media outlet, "I've tried my hardest to get him to quit drinking. I love him." Exotic is serving a 22-year sentence for trying to snuff out his rival, Carol Baskin. All right, wow. Today is National Homemade Bread Day, which just reminds me of my friend Judy, who makes the best homemade bread. Oh,
yeah.
Gosh. I have never made homemade bread, and I know I couldn't compare to Judy, so have you ever made it?
In a not in the oven, in a bread maker.
Yeah. I mean, she makes it in the bread maker.
Yeah, that's pretty good stuff.
Just amazing.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Who's celebrating a birthday today?
I don't know.
Isaac Hansen.
Isaac Hansen, huh?
I wanted to do that one because I just wanted to play this song.
Yeah.
Just puts you in a good mood.
Well, if it depresses you, then something's wrong.
You have problems, exactly.
Gosh, I still can't believe how young they were when they did
this. I know.
But, so I'm going to say... he's probably now, he's as you blink and he's probably got to be, he's probably 42.
He's 40.
He's 40, yeah.
Really close.
Wow.
Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito is 70.
No, he's 76.
He's 76, okay.
Mm-hmm. And Lorne Michaels.
Lorne Michaels. You know, Austin Powers, Dr. Evil was, he was really the force behind that even becoming. Because I guess that's how Lorne talks, kind of close like Dr. Evil. Lorne Michaels, I'm going to be 72, Powers.
76.
He's 76. Okay, is that it?
That's it.
All right.
Sunny 101.5 with Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks.
7:43. Okay.
All right, you know what I love to do, especially when the kids were little, they're beyond this, but I think this would be something a lot of families might find fun, to just make the holidays a little brighter and do little things that are kind of magical. And this is so easy, and I have to be honest, I never did this. We would make Mickey pancakes and that kind of thing where you actually, you know, decorate them to look like a character.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh my gosh, this is so easy. Use your Christmas cookie cutters or Thanksgiving cookie cutters to make special pancakes. And all you're going to do is take your pan and, you know, grease your pan and actually just put the cookie cutter right on the surface and you pour your pancake batter right into it.
Mm-hmm.
And you make these perfect little shapes that just wow the kids or the grandkids.
It's not a very big pancake.
No, well, you make a lot of little ones. You know, a little Christmas tree, yeah, a little gingerbread man. Well, exactly. And that's the fun. Jack, you would need 100 of them.
Yeah.
But most normal kids would probably eat five
little
pancakes.
Ones.
And they're adorable.
Yeah, that's pretty good. How such a simple idea. But
it is a simple idea, but I think a lot of people don't think of it. Or I'm just an idiot. That's possible, too.
Well, this one's this is more a little more involved.
Okay.
It has to do with the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Is your internet slower than what you're paying for? It could be. I'll tell you why. What could happen?
Okay.
If you're having problems with being slower, you might be paying for megabits and not megabytes. Internet companies can use this confusion to take it. You know, advantage due to the fact mm-hmm. that 1 megabyte equals 8 megabits. Sounds more enticing to get. It just sounds more enticing to get 150 Mbps rather than 18 MBs, right? So you're thinking
yes.
you're getting all this stuff. But
when
you dissect it and, you know, get down to the, right down to it,
yeah.
1 megabyte equals 8 megabits. So just keep
that all in mind. Marketing.
How about that? It's kind of like the same deal, which I saw this as a life hack too, and I almost used it, but it's kind of deceiving, and I didn't want to do it. It has to do with kids because it's like when they're little kids and you want to give them money, you give one of the kids like $3 bills, and you give the and then you give the other child a $5. The one with the threes going, I got 380s, man.
I got more money. That's exactly right.
That's kind of the same thing, right?
Jack,
there.
Steve, and Tracy's life hacks, making life just a bit easier.
Sunny 101.5, 7:58, and time for Go Figure. Well, you know how much I'm a fan of lottery winners.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
aren't we all?
I love them. Well, it happened again. A Tennessee man, he says, I wasn't even going to buy this ticket because the store had been sold out of the one that I usually play.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Brian Fox told Kansas lottery officials he was on his annual hunting trip to Kansas when he stopped at the Shortstop gas station in Garnett to buy a pair of scratch-off lottery tickets. Now, Fox said he intended to purchase the $5 and $10 versions of the Holiday Lucky Times tickets, but he ended up buying a $10 Jewel jackpot ticket after finding out the store was sold out of the $10 Holiday Lucky Times. Okay.
Well, we know where this is going.
So, yeah, you know where it's going. I was pumping the gas. Well, like, you know, I've got them almost empty. It's going to take a little while. I might as well scratch this ticket off here when I got. $75,000? Really? Winner said
serious?
75 grand.
Oh my God.
The winner said the first thing he did was text his wife about his good luck. She was just shocked. She really didn't believe it was real until I scanned it in the gas station where it told me I had to take it to Topeka. And Fox said the first thing he plans to do with his winnings is pay off the remaining balance of his student loans. How about that? I'm impressed.
What a good feeling. And you know how cool that he knows what's important.
Okay, you ready for the joke? The joke's coming from a mile away now. Get ready. Here comes the windup.
Okay.
Here comes the pitch, Tracy.
Okay.
So this Brian Fox, he went out hunting for a buck. and ended up with $75,000. I wasn't going to do that. I really wasn't, but I couldn't. I just couldn't stop it. I couldn't help myself. I'm just sorry.